Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Never turns it down.
Y'all look a little cold.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when it's hot outside and turn the AC on.
It's Wednesday morning. Yeah, we're on the air. It's Wednesday morning. You can tell, can't you? Okay, never mind. We're just here.
Evan, you know what that means. It's time for AW and the Talk.
What does that mean?
It's time for AW and the Talk.
Really? What are we going to talk about?
Anything and everything.
Anything and everything. Uh-oh, she's whipping out the bag. It's not good when she whips out the bag on television. For you who can't see us on WTBR-FM, she's actually whipping out the bag.
She's
got stuff in the bag.
Dun, dun, dun.
There. There we go.
There's one Nookie. Set. How cute.
It is rose pink, coral pink. And traditional dark pink with the light pink around it.
You might want to start from the beginning because the people on the radio are going, what's dark pink? What's rose pink? I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right. Finally, finished.
Remember, we are simulcast.
I forgot. Okay. So officially, I had finished the tulips that I was working on.
Yes, for a little forever tulips.
Yeah. I finally finished them. I got the leaves done, which is cut on an angle of the plastic canvas to make the leaves, but the tulips are done by a pattern that I have. So it's got the big one, the great big one,
the
medium one, and then the itty bitty baby one. Aren't they tiny and cute?
Yep.
That's the first set. It can be a little bit difficult. Oh yeah, and each set does come with its very own Darlene DNA.
Darlene. Free of charge, Darlene.
Either
DNA.
Burnt or either burnt finger by the hot gun, hot glue gun, or by me stitching. And then the second one is
so it's basically don't try this at home, folks.
Yeah. Well, it's try this at home, but be careful how you do it.
Try not to burn yourself in the process.
Exactly. Jess, do you remember what purple this is?
Purple.
That is dark orchid.
Okay.
For those listening on the radio, Jesse's wrapped up like an igloo here because
let me alone. So
she goes from the 90-degree outside to the 71-degree inside the studio.
Yes. How do I know? It's because that color is actually in my blanket.
Oh, okay. I completely forgot that it's inside the blanket. There's baby pink for the
right here.
Medium size. Yep. I did baby
dark orchid.
I did baby pink for the medium size one.
Yes.
And for the itty bitty one is
that's turquoise.
Yep. Baby
it's
turquoise.
Like it is turquoise.
Jade or turquoise.
No, that's jade.
Jade. Okay. Then it's a baby jade one for the thing. Isn't
because turquoise
the leaves are cut.
Because turquoise is a little bit bluer.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm a crochet person, so I'm learning. different shades of colors and all that.
And actually, the best thing about this purple one that was done, it's got a baby lilac trim on the top.
A little baby lilac trim to it. I like that.
It looks good. It gives that highlight.
It gives it a little accent look. It looks good.
Yeah. And the baby pink is just baby pink. It's really, really pretty. It's one of my favorite colors. And then then we've got the baby turquoise there. And that is the second part of my tulip making. I have so far made...
at least four different sets?
Yeah, there is four different sets out there. two of the
your set, two of the neighbors, and Aunt Lisa.
And then my sister, yes.
And then my Aunt Lisa.
Yep, my sister ended up with a set, and she goes, well, how did you make the tulips? I turned around and I said, well, how in the world do you think I made the tulips? I said, here's the hidden secret.
Magic.
I says, here's the hidden secret. And I went like this. The stems, Mother Nature provides them.
Yeah.
They're done.
She has me go out and collect sticks.
Exactly.
And not the band either.
Really? Yeah. You go out and go collect Tommy Shaw?
Tommy Shaw.
All right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did it with a spare Tommy Shaw.
Wow. Uh-oh.
And in our backyard, there's a ton of bloody sticks.
Yes. Yeah. So what I did is I went ahead and added the beautiful sage yarn to give it the access for the stem and for the leaves. So I really did a really great job on it.
Anybody want sticks?
Pat me on the back.
Stop by our house. We got like 9,000 sticks on the ground.
It's a lot better than trying to go ahead and call animal control to do something about the Canadian geese.
Oh, we'll talk about them in a minute. We'll get to that. I forgot about that. We'll get to them in a minute.
Oh, yeah, our little friends.
Jessica
has a beautiful thing that she's been working on.
Yeah,
she has been progressing into it.
Nice segue. You got this. You don't need me anymore.
Nope.
You guys can do the show. I can just run the board. That works.
Yeah,
This thing's getting
huge. Hey. I don't want my blanket.
You covering the house with it?
No.
No, she's covering herself with it.
Jeez, I know I'm big, but what the hell? Like I said, I'm getting there. It's actually starting to look like a blanket. It doesn't look like a scarf anymore.
It's like a blanket.
But yeah, and that process takes a while because, you know, it takes a lot of yarn balls. And I'm getting there.
Every tiny little yarn ball floating around the house.
Hey, you know what? Whatever one works great with it works. Come on now.
Exactly.
But, yes, I had to bring the hoodie because it got cold in here.
Yeah. Hey,
next week, little programming note.
Huh?
Next week we are off. There will be an encore episode because next week's Memorial Day.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. So, day for everyone to go out and
we're actually going to take the day off too, so they're going to run the we're going to run an encore episode of your favorite show.
Your favorite.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back on Tuesday live for the Beatles Forever.
Yeah, I'm going to probably end up making my tuna mac salad before I get murdered, because if I don't make it, my daughter will go ahead and go, "Ma, what do you think I moved here for? So you can cook."
Oh, is that what she moved here for? So you
and
can cook?
And my potato salad.
Now the truth comes out after all this time.
Yeah, well,
they moved here so you can cook.
Is either the oldest grandkid?
Yep.
Because you know how Star is about her tuna mac. You gotta have grandma's tuna mac.
Yep. And
I don't know what the fuss is all about. I'm the anti one that does not do those because I don't like mayo.
You don't know what you're missing.
Exactly.
I don't like mayo.
I can't help mayo.
It's my
fault.
I'm sorry, to me it tastes weird.
She's fussy. She's a fussy eater.
You know, fussy eater is a euphemism for big pain in the butt.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah, but you're a pain in the butt.
One of them, anyway.
Think about it. Yeah, think about it.
Yeah, there's two of you at home.
Yes. There's me. There's me, and there's me, there's sis, and then there's Kat.
Once the craft show airs, you'll see the other one.
Yes,
finally.
They're doing the post-production on the craft show as we speak, so.
Yeah.
It should be done. It should air sometime next week.
I know. I have been hijacked already to get a project together and to present the project. So
you're
I have to work on something so my daughter...
You're not the only one.
And fit into a half-hour time slot.
Oh, believe me. Over
at Studio K.
She wants me to put it together on air.
Yeah, you're supposed to put it together.
And describe on how I put it together.
Yeah.
You're not the only one. Guess who else got elected?
Everybody's gotten elected.
Oh.
I
didn't get elected.
You're the producer. You're the director.
Producer, director. Well, you're audio. Who's going to do audio when you're doing your thing?
She just went in and said, when
the audio time comes,
you know, just go ahead and, I don't know.
Because Jeff is...
Because she went ahead and I went ahead and...
They're back there building the credit roll because Jeff asked me if you were the permanent audio person.
But yeah.
We will find someone.
Cisco's went ahead and made a comment. Maybe you can go ahead and do like a video or something and go ahead and show us how you do your little yarn thingies.
Do your little yarn thingies?
Yes.
What little yarn thingies are we talking about?
My little crochet plush guys.
Your little crochet plush guys.
Yeah.
Can you do
that
in half
an hour?
Hey,
at least her sister's thinking over.
Yeah. I could.
How?
It takes about a half an hour. It takes about a half an hour just to go ahead and do
it. Or is it something we have to spread over a couple of shows? Yes, we're talking programming here, folks.
It depends on how big the project is. If it's like a little 6-inch doll, about a half an hour. If it's something big like a stuffed animal, that's going to be over a few days.
Oh, once the post-production's done and it actually airs, we will let you know when the craft show airs if you're into that. Some pretty good crafts are going to happen. Apparently, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
in the coming months.
Sis is talking about
And while we're talking about shows, no, your Berkshires this month.
June.
Who's
May,
in June?
May, there is no show for...
Thank you.
...the Berkshires.
Hey, who's in June?
Shakespeare and Company
in June. Ooh. For Know Your Berkshires.
I like stuff like that.
And we're doing a repeat of the Civitan show.
Nice.
Hey, you know, everyone has their holidays. Holiday. So why not go ahead and do a repeat?
Holidays.
Oh. How about you, Mr. Really, this really grinds my gears with Final Fantasy.
Let's talk about the goose first.
Yeah, let's talk about the goose first.
Let's get to the geese, the Canadian geese and the babies that were in our backyard over the weekend.
I think Jesse might have pictures. I'm not sure.
No, I have video.
Okay, video.
I have video. Unfortunately, with the video...
You only see one.
You only see one, and it's mama because something went ahead and...
Yeah, I don't know if they can see
it. One of the children spooked her. But, yeah.
There was mommy and daddy and the two babies there took over the backyard and were walking up and down the backyard.
Yeah. Hey, they were taking their babies out for a stroll. It was their first walk.
Yeah. And the message that came over the scanner from the crew was, we found out what's been eating
the
grass.
Because they're in their center. Don't mow. Why? Something's eating the grass. Okay.
You'll end up killing them.
Sitter comes back over the scanner. We found out what's been eating the grass.
Guys, whatever you do, don't mow the lawn.
Don't mow the lawn. Dad goes out back.
To smoke.
Yeah, for a cigarette. Whatever. He goes out. Goes back in very calmly.
Come out here. Really
Dad
quietly.
Dad can finish the rest of the story. Dad?
I don't know if we can.
Hold on. Dad has video.
I have video if we can.
Put it onto the other. Couldn't you put it to the other camera?
I can zoom.
However,
he's
trying. He's trying to figure it. There we go.
There we are. Down, just a tiny bit. Right there.
There's Mama Goose. And her little baby's waddling.
And her goslings.
Her little goslings.
It re-goes through again. Just a sec. Hold on.
Yep.
There they are. Mama and her goslings.
Mama Canadian Goose and her two little goslings from going ahead and falling up the rear.
Yeah. Papa
was
behind.
No, he went off. He flew off to
find some food. Probably.
To go find some extra food. You know, because teeny tiny baby. You want to?
Well, go ahead. You're doing fine.
Are you sure you don't want to?
Well, go ahead.
And he goes ahead and tells us, come out here, but you have to be quiet. Okay. We're like, what? You know, what the heck? Has he lost his mind? What's going on here?
Probably.
Well, go ahead.
That was her first thought, not mine.
That was my first thought.
First time I lost my mind.
That was my first thought.
I said I could produce 4 shows.
He goes.
Direct 2.
He goes ahead, opens the door. We follow. There goes Mama Goose. There goes boop, 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 boop. Waddling behind her, 2 tiny little brown and yellow fluff balls.
Oh, they are so beautiful.
Coming up the rear, here comes Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
We're like,
yeah.
Is that what I think it is? Yeah, that's exactly what you think it is. Are those Canadian geese? Those are Canadian geese. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Now, where we live, unfortunately, and it's not to be mean or anything, but some of the little ones are so rambunctious.
And they get hyper.
They get hyper. Gotta love kids no matter what.
They're anything from a newborn to a teenager.
Yeah, the teenagers are up to 18 years old, so we have the whole
entire...
We have
everybody in the age group.
Exactly. And the funniest thing about it is... they were still out there walking around, and one of our children who gets hyper, she decided to go out there, and she was following the mama and the baby. Well, she kind of made a small problem. She followed them so much that the babies took off because they were scared and went underneath the fence.
I actually have video of that moment.
And mama... She's freaking
out. I have video of that moment.
Mama is freaking out so much. She's running back and forth across the house. Right across.
There you go. There you go. I have video of that moment.
There she goes.
And
she's taking off.
There she goes.
As fast as she could, she was trying her darndest to get these babies.
And the thing is, you can hear... Her completely freaking out.
And her stress call. Because the gate, where they went underneath the gate, unless they are small, flatted animal, like our gophers that we have.
Yeah.
And our beavers.
Our skunks.
Beavers, gophers, possums, whatever is small enough to get underneath the one hole. She didn't know about it. So she's
freaking. The babies ran into the hole.
Exactly. And she's all she knows is she's having a fit. She's just very, very angry. And I kept telling the little one, please get away from there. I says, she's going to attack you. I says, please. And the little girl's around, looks at me from the window and goes, ow. And she takes off. Like, okay, now I know what it was. I'm getting out of here. And I said, because I said to her, she's going to bite you or Papa.
Which we're not lying. We're not lying at all. These are beautiful birds, but they will attack you for the babies. There is no denying this. They will attack. The minute you go after those babies, they will attack you.
Well,
I'm not lying.
We can tell you from that story to a story that happened in Albany. We were volunteering for an event called Live at 5.
And down at the riverfront.
Down at the riverfront, right there
in
Albany.
Sorry, I didn't mean to yell.
That's okay. And we were there, and me, Pete, and Jess, and we had our walkies on us, and we've got our shirts to prove it, and our credentials and everything. we're going up and we're checking all the people that are coming in that want the tickets to go around their arms so they can go ahead and get plastered, plain and simple, listen to the music, have some food and enjoyment. Well, unfortunately, we had one that maybe have had a little one too many, not listening. They decided to go ahead with their buddies and the kids and hop down near where
near
the geese...
Near the nature preserve where the geese were.
There's a sign across there with yellow tape turned on.
Do not engage geese.
One, do not engage the geese. And you
also
can't...
Also on top of that, how much you will be fined for it.
And number three, the biggest one. It's a cop thing. You don't cross the cop's banner. Unfortunately, they weren't listening. So one of them comes up and goes, y'all have to do something about these awful birds. They bit me, and you need to go ahead and have the officer shoot him. I turn around and I says, ma'am, you can't shoot the geese. I turn around and I said, it's against the law. Why? It tried to bite my child. I said, were you down there? Were you aggravating him? Well, we just wanted to see the babies. We just wanted to... I said, is it roped off? Yes? Then you trespassed. I said, you can't go near them. Why? They're federally protected. I turn around and I said...
They are. They're federally protected. You cannot go ahead. You cannot touch them. You can't hurt them. You can... A U.S. Fish and Game and Wildlife Service person has to come and get these darn things.
And unfortunately, they had more rights in the park than the people did. And the funniest thing about it is at the time, our mayor turned around and says to me, is there a problem? I said, oh, yeah. I sit around next to this idiot. I turn around and I says, thinks that we're going to go ahead and take and move the babies out of the park because she wants to go down there. He turns around and he goes, ma'am, he says, it's blocked off. 2 minutes later, her son came around, and her son, husband, both are standing there yelling, well, y'all need to do something because the children almost got bit. I turn around and I said, no disrespect.
Leave the birds alone and they won't bite.
Leave the birds alone. Stay away from that area and for your intoxicated buns to go ahead and stay out of there. And I got mind your own beef and a bunch of other dirty words can't stand on the radio. I walked up to my mayor and I says to him, I have a situation. He goes, what's the situation? I need one of the boys. He says, what's up? I turn around and say, well, either they get arrested or the birds end up dead. I said, they just flung something at the bird. And he goes, yeah, that's not acceptable. He turned around and that's when he goes to me, thank you, and we will handle it. So that was our interesting day at the park. So I don't know what happened. All I know is I heard a couple people screaming that they were. It was against their civil rights to walk through the park. Not when you're engaging animals that are protected by federal law.
I don't know. Anyways, the end story at our place. Dan is on the phone with the fish and.
Wildlife
guy. Well, first he calls.
They were a big help.
First he calls our police. We can't do anything, but here's a number for
a fish and wildlife.
Someone that might be able to do it. Goes ahead and call. Dad calls them. They go ahead and they tell Dad, well, they're already marching the babies out like that for their first trip. The nest isn't too far away. Is nearby. Oh, joy! We're going to be replaying this scene for the next 9 weeks until they learn how to fly.
Mm-hmm. So this should be interesting.
Wait, you missed the main part of this where they told us, make sure you try to keep everybody away
from
while they're out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know this part of town very well, do you?
Not with the little ones. The little ones want to
especially
see
especially when they lost the
touch.
Babies and we have a goose just kind of walking around the whole
there
complex.
Yeah, Daddy went in and came back.
A little upset.
He was more than a little
growling,
upset.
Drooling.
Man. Exactly. And the funniest...
And you want me to keep people away from them. Good job.
Yeah, and how close were you to Papa Goose?
Too close. But as close as I am to you in this studio.
That's close.
Yeah.
We looked at each other.
And he walked away, and I didn't move because that's a 85-pound goose, and those beaks hurt.
I can imagine.
And they also charge.
Yeah, they do.
Not kidding. They will charge people.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since I ran a 100-yard dash.
Well, that's what they did.
I mean, I could probably do it.
I know.
I probably need traction at the end of it, but I could probably still do it.
Yeah, that's why the people at the Corning Preserve there were upset because of the fact that the bird was charging them. And I turned around and I said, like I said, you weren't supposed to go ahead and try to mess with them. So, yeah, I could see. I mean, if those people got bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the fun about it? You know, you're not supposed to touch.
It was fun watching.
It's beautiful watching them. You don't have to watch by trying to annoy them.
It would have been fun watching the people get bit by the birds.
It kind of was. They deserved it.
Yeah. It was interesting.
I saw a goose. Go ahead, hightail it. Chase the kid. Because the kid went in and tried to hurt one of the babies. Then they're chasing the kid, and the kid is screaming at the top of his lungs.
Yep, and that's the mother that
doing about a 500-meter dash.
Yep.
Yelling, get the birdie off me, get the birdie off me. I'm like, no, you decided to mess with the babies. Good luck to you.
Yep, that's what we were hollering. Good luck.
Good luck to you. Technically, we can't.
Yep, turn around telling me that we needed to shoot the
animal. So a couple of summers ago, we had turkey vulture.
What's wrong
vulture.
With you people?
Yeah.
Now we have geese.
Yes. Yes, now we have
what's
geese.
What's next?
And a couple of years before that, we had a baby bear.
Yeah, we had a bear going through the garbage.
I missed the bear.
No, the bear was going through the trash.
I didn't see the bear.
Oh,
no. We were up the street at the park. When the bear went ahead and showed up.
Yep. Oh, and Cindy turned around and had...
one of our neighbors.
Mama Deer.
Yeah.
Yep, our neighbors had Mama Deer. She had it on her Ring camera. Mama Deer coming in and grazing with her baby in the backyard.
Welcome to the Berkshires.
Yes.
State Forest right up the road from our house.
Yep.
And the funniest thing is, Jessica, you got a... reminder about
I got a reminder about the
first
little visitor that I ran into. Yeah, no.
Fart squirrel?
Yes, it scared
me.
For those who don't know who a fart squirrel is, it's a skunk.
I'm good.
Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, it.
Went ahead. I was helping to look for a little part for one of the bikes. Unfortunately, it ended up in the backyard. So I'm sitting there, I'm going through. We're butted up against the state forest where we were. Like, here's the house, here's the yard, here's the forest. Right next to.
You got about a minute.
Right next to the neighbor. Went ahead and had this big, huge. Nan, this big huge skunk in the yard. I'm going ahead. I'm looking at this thing like, please don't come near me. All done. I hear. Yeah, no, I'm out of here. Bye. The minute I heard those back feet thump, I'm like, I'm out. Bye. I'm not wearing your perfume. I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. It's bad when they get into a fight with each other and they go off.
Yeah, you weren't spraying me. Goodbye.
All right, folks. So, like I said, we won't be here. Next week, because of the holiday, Memorial Day, so everybody enjoy Memorial Day, and we will be back after Memorial Day, but The Beatles Forever will be live on the Tuesday after Memorial Day. So we are out of here.
We are out. Take care, everybody.
Peace out.
Bye-bye.